You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back. Wrapping things up here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Football season's here. That means it's time to head to Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports, TVs, yummy goodness, beverages, all of that, all right there. Let's update you on the latest. Adam Schefter reporting, as reported earlier on some show, 90 minutes earlier, I'm told, that the Browns will not be making any moves prior to, or major moves, he said, major moves prior to the deadline, which means I expect Joe Thomas to remain Cleveland Brown, for all of you who are upset or antsy about that. And then the other is the NFL Network reporting Johnny Manziel will start, now they're saying will start, Thursday night against the Bengals. Would not surprise me, given that you have Josh McCown so beaten up to the point where his rib injury is causing him to lose sleep. He's having trouble breathing. He's having trouble putting on his clothes. Does not sound like a recipe to turn around in a short week and play football on the road in Cincinnati on that turf.
CBS tweeting out Jason Lockenfora. Brown's still engaged on potential Kruger and Mingo deals. Unless they're willing to eat some cash on Kruger's contract, that one could stall.
So there you go. That's the latest. Now, Adam Schefter did say major deals. It'd be interesting. Paul Kruger, I think he's been a great asset to this organization. I think he's given it all he's got to the Browns. Very good season last year, 11 sacks. This year seems a little bit lost in whatever it is they're trying to do. They drafted Nate Orchard to kind of replace him. And so, listen, I've been saying it, so I can't be hypocritical. Play the young guys, and let's see what Nate Orchard does. And for Paul Kruger, I think he would be happy to go ahead and, you know,
get to a
different situation where he's probably going to be used in the way that he is most comfortable being used. He's a guy who rushes the quarterback. He doesn't like to drop. As far as Barkevious Mingo goes, earlier today it was said that they were going to go and use, you know, try to get a third-round pick for Barkevious Mingo. That seems
that's a little high.
A bit aggressive.
I feel like if you double that, that's what you're going to get for Mingo.
Yeah, maybe a sixth.
That's yeah. How about these numbers from Bob Fennell?
Yeah.
Browns, Gary Barnage on third down. Now, this is comparing him to everyone, wide receivers, running backs, and tight ends. Barnage on third down, first in touchdowns with 5, third in yards, 247, and tied for 4th in receptions with 15. That's comparing him against all three positions in the NFL.
Big play, Gare. He's been a stud. He's been a monster. He's been a beast.
Dane Brugler giving him some love there.
Big play gear. Jason Lockenfora saying, you know, if you put two and two together, given the names that he just mentioned in his previous tweet, said the Jets have been among teams sniffing around on pass rushers. It's a need for Atlanta, Arizona, Carolina as well. Arizona, you could have fooled me. Looked like they had no problem getting to the quarterback. And as
far
as Carolina goes, you saw that last night. When they got gassed a little bit, they could not get to Andrew Luck, and that's when that game turned back into the favor of the Colts. And for a minute, it looked as though the Colts were going to win it.
And maybe I might win my fantasy matchup for the week, but nope. Andrew Luck couldn't finish that third touchdown. And
is that what you needed?
I lost by 7 points.
You needed one more touchdown? That would have done it for you?
Yep. So there's that.
Interesting.
Garbage. All I needed right before the end of the game. Go for the jugular in regulation. Couldn't get it done. And he almost threw a pick.
By the way, people are wondering what Johnny Manziel would mean for this offense. He's thrown 50 passes this year, not a single one to Duke Johnson, although he played early in the year before Duke really got into the mix, so I think that's somewhat misleading. 4 to Barnage, 8 to Benjamin, including 3 touchdowns. 3 of those to Benjamin, 1 for touchdowns. Most to Brian Hartline, 11 targets. Brian Hartline, though, also in the concussion protocol. So we're going to see Dwayne Bowe, or we're going to see a lot of Marlon Moore.
I'm hoping you're going to see a lot of Dwayne Bowe. You know, the coaches have told us. John DeFilippo told us.
We will need him at some
point. We will need him at some point.
That some point is now, Gibbs.
That need is now.
That need is
here. Feed the need.
Yes. The need.
Don't feed Dwayne Bowe.
The need is here right now for the Cleveland Browns. Short week. Now, if Johnny Manziel is going to start, and that's what the NFL Network is reporting, you're going to have to get the ground game going this week. The only good news I see in this matchup for the Cleveland Browns is the Cincinnati Bengals run defense. Here's what they have done. Bengals have given up 5.3 yards per carry in 4 straight games. During that span, they're giving up 119 yards rushing, 6 yards per carry, and 163.25 total yards to running backs. 6 yards a carry over their last four games to running backs on handoffs. Can the Browns take advantage of this? Because if they want to have any chance on Thursday night, they are going to need to take advantage of that weakness that has popped up in the Cincinnati Bengals defense up front.
Okay, so if you're putting together a confidence pool on our running backs, 1 through 3, number one, most confident, number three, the least confident. How are you ranking our three running backs going into Thursday night?
How what?
Confidence pool. Our three running backs.
We need to have two running backs, not three, and we should go with Duke Johnson, and we should go with Crow. The last time that the Browns had two good running backs perform well, San Diego, Baltimore, Crow and Duke Johnson were getting all the touches. Robert Turbin has come in, and I think he has upset the mix a little bit. Nobody's getting into a flow. Nobody's getting their reps. There is no rhythm.
I don't know. What do you think about Crow, by the way, at the Wildcat the other day?
It worked once nicely, and he ran with a full head of steam and plowed somebody over.
Got
for
about
8 yards.
7 or 8 yards.
And then after that, the shine was off of that.
You've got to find ways to get him the football. He is truly a mystery to me as to what has happened with him this year.
Well, when you're hitting 35% of your carries in the backfield, it's difficult to run the football no matter who you are. He is averaging taking contact for the season behind the line of scrimmage. So that is difficult for Isaiah Crowell. What he's shown me is that when he has holes, he's incredibly effective. He runs hard. And when you get him in space, I think he's better than people realize in terms of his ability to catch the football and make big plays out of it. Isaiah Crowell on the season has been targeted 9 times. That's it. 9 times. But he's caught all of them, and he's making big plays on all of them. I'm sorry, it's been 11 targets. He's got 10 catches, 134 yards, and a touchdown. So he's averaging basically over 10 yards a target. That the running backs don't do that. Duke Johnson also right there, 33 catches, 331 yards, 10 yards a catch. Crow's 13.4 yards a catch. Give the guy an opportunity. Our running backs, 3.2, 3.2, 3.3. It's not about the guy. We have guys with different styles. You got Bull, Robert Turbin. You've got Crow, who's kind of a mix, who can be a bull but can be shifty. And then you got shifty Duke Johnson. They're all the same. They're all getting hit behind the line of scrimmage. That's on the offensive line. They need to find a way to dig deep. I don't know what the reason is. I don't know if it's the departure of Andy Mueller, but last year there were games where the Browns ran the ball very effectively.
Yeah.
And they did so pretty much the entire time that Alex Mack was in the lineup. Alex Mack's back this year. You got this whole line back. And that's why I wonder.
And it was a broken leg. It wasn't like a torn ACL or something where you're a shell of yourself for the first year.
Yes. I do believe, however, that when you look at broken legs, the kid would tell you he still feels his years later. And this is a guy who's a professional athlete dealing with 350-pound, you know, beasts.
For a minute, I thought you said the kid was a professional athlete.
No.
I'm just going to start laughing.
Alex Mack is. So I think it might be a little bit tougher to come back from that than maybe people realize that it is. Because he's struggling.
Yeah, although it's – you and I were talking about it earlier, and you know how I'm not – biggest stat guy, but I do look at the Pro Football Focus stuff. They seem to love Alex Mack's numbers. He's like, according to him, he's grading out as one of the top centers in the National Football League. I don't see it.
Who's saying that? Pro Football Focus?
Yeah.
Pro Football Focus, okay, the Browns, the facts are, the stats, according to the National Football League, the Browns have given up 22 sacks and 44 quarterback hits in the last 6 games alone. Pro Football Focus on the entire season credits the Browns' offensive line, which I find amazing, with 9 sacks allowed and 14 hits allowed. So they're saying that 30 of those hits are the quarterback's fault or a running back's fault.
Yeah.
And that 20 of those sacks are quarterback's fault or running back's fault. Come on, man.
Yeah.
Come on.
Not so much today.
Yeah. Their grades are silly. They're good for some stats.
Silly.
But their grades are silly. When they're starting to assign blame, just give me the facts. That's what I want.
Yeah.
All right. So as of now, nothing eventful. Jason Lock and Four is saying that as far as Browns trades go, it could be Paul Kruger, Barkevious Mingo, the only names really still out there for the Browns. That's it. So we will let you know if anything happens. You can follow it, stay up to date at ClevelandBrowns.com or, of course, the Browns mobile app. Stay tuned for the Golden Boys.
Updates on the Petten Show tonight.
And we'll have updates for you on the Mike Petten Show. That will be tonight all along the PNC Bank, Cleveland Browns Radio Network, myself, and Ken Carmen. Nathan Zgura and Jason Gibbs, want to thank you for being with us, and our producer, Casey Kulis. Thanks for listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Stay tuned for the Golden Boys.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.